Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The devil wants to destroy the family, especially the role model of the father. When abuse takes place, abuse of any kind, a father faces severe judgment from God. Step one in coming clean is to acknowledge that the abuse is real. Please stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer continues a 10-part series on fighting for your family. Listen now as Dr. Lutzer comes again to speak on the hurt and healing of abuse.
Listen, I'm speaking to you very directly right now because I want you to be in heaven, but I want you to face reality, all right? This is what Jesus said. He said that if any of you cause one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would have been better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depths of the sea. I plead with you today. Do you understand what you are doing to your wife because of your verbal put-downs and what you are doing to your children because you slap them and you speak disparagingly of them and you criticize them without lifting them up, honoring them, praying for them, encouraging them? Do you understand that? You must face reality. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I'm interested in human nature, and I know something about it living with myself. I'll tell you this, though. I have long ago learned that there are things about us that we will never admit to unless God shows them to us. Would you, in this moment of honesty, see what you need to admit to? God will show you what it is that you need to admit to. And of course, you also, as someone who is abused, you must face reality. You must recognize that indeed abuse has happened. And there may be some of you listening here who have never been able to say that about your parents, about your environment. 80% of all abuse, by the way, takes place either within the home or among relatives of the home. And you've never been able to admit to it. And so as a result, this festers within you. And I'm saying to you today, what you need to do is to look at reality and mourn the loss, yes, but face it and don't pretend that it didn't happen. Because believe me, it may have. And if you're listening as a child, would you go for help? Would you speak to a teacher, to a Sunday school worker, to someone? Because we have to face this and not pretend that it's not here. So first of all, what we need to do is to move from denial to reality. Secondly, what we need to do is to go from hiding in the shadows, to seeking help in the sunlight. Now, if point number one is to admit to reality, point number two is to go for help. Point number two is to simply say that it must be brought into the light, because if it is not brought into the light, it is the devil who works in darkness. And some of you mothers, you know that abuse is going on in your home, but you say to yourself, "I'm not going to confess to it. I'm not going to go for help because of the consequences of going to the authorities or wherever you must go, to a counselor, to admit to what's happening." May I simply remind you that the consequences of remaining silent in the presence of abuse are always far greater than the consequences of finally exposing it and facing the reality. Please keep that in mind. So what we need to do is to come from the shadows and go to the sunlight. And again, as I've mentioned, if you're here today and as a child and you're listening to this message, you must go for help too. You know, when we were kids, we used to run under street lamps. I was born 6 miles from a town that had one street lamp. It had about 75 people and one street lamp. And as kids, we used to run and see how long our shadows would become until the shadows were way out there. And then there were times when we would stand directly under the light. And when we were directly under the light, our shadows were very small in bits and pieces. I urge you today to come to the light. It is the light that heals. The Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. And so the scripture is very clear that what we need to do is to recognize that it's not enough to try to deal with this on your own. You've already tried that, haven't you? No matter where you are on the continuum, whether abused or abusers, light has power to heal. Come to the light. Let me say also that we must move from self-justification to forgiveness. From self-justification to forgiveness. And this is absolutely critical. I want you to take your Bibles and turn now to the book of Ephesians. And Ephesians chapter 4. It's a familiar passage, but I want you to see it in your own Bible so that you remember where it is and how clear the scriptures really are. Ephesians chapter 4, and I'm going to pick it up at verse 29. Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only as is good for building up, as fits the occasion. By the way, does that verse rule in your home? Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up. That it may give grace to those who hear, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, does that characterize you possibly? Wrath, anger, clamor, and slander be put away from you along with all malice. Now the Bible wouldn't ask us to put it away if we couldn't put it away, because we can. And I think the next verse tells us how. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. I told you today that I want both abusers and abused to be in heaven together to rejoice in God's grace. And may I tell you today that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, his death was such a sufficient sacrifice for sin that as we sometimes sing, even the vilest of sinners who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Isn't that good news for sinners? Now, if you're not a sinner, you didn't have to clap. And so Jesus Christ invites us today to receive forgiveness. And someone has well said that forgiveness, first of all, is between, it's the key to God and me. Forgiveness is the key between me and you and between me and me. You can't go on in life and be able to function properly as long as there is long-standing bitterness in your heart that you will not give up. And what the Bible is saying is that just as Jesus has forgiven us and cleansed us and we receive it, in the same way we offer forgiveness to people even if there's no possibility of reconciliation. Your abuser may be dead. Your abuser may not be interested in any kind of reconciliation because he's denying the abuse, as most abusers do. Someone has said this, the man I hate may be many miles from my bedroom, but more cruel than any slave driver, he whips my thoughts into such a frenzy that my inner spring mattress becomes a rack of torture. The lowliest of serfs can sleep, but not I. I really must acknowledge the fact that I am a slave to every man on whom I pour the vials of my wrath. God says to you and to me that what we need to do is to give it up and to recognize that giving up our anger is something that is difficult, but it is a choice we must make. If we want to accept the promise that God has given to us in His Word, that He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, part of that healing has to do with forgiveness. So what we do is we ask the Lord to forgive us. And if you've not come to Jesus Christ, again, I invite you to do that. We invite God to come into our lives. And then what we do is we choose to forgive and to leave it all behind. And then what we have to do is to accept God's forgiveness. Always remember this: the issue is never the greatness of our sin. The issue is the wonder of the righteousness that God applies to any one of us, whether abused or abusers. It is the righteousness of Jesus Christ that is applied to us. And as we begin to open our lives to the Lord, that healing ministry begins. I opened this message by telling you about a prayer meeting that we had last Wednesday, and what we want to do is to give you an opportunity to do that today, because at the end of this message, I'm going to be giving an invitation, as I mentioned, and Rebecca and I will be here, and we're going to have counselors, because I want you to experience the kind of freedom and the kind of prayers that enables you to pray with someone else to find God's grace and God's healing in your life. Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. When I gave that invitation here at the Moody Church, many people responded, particularly a number of women. Many of these had experienced abuse in their marriage. Many of them had experienced abuse as children. We live in a very abusive world. And even as I mentioned to the folks here at the church, would you reach out to someone who can help you? If you're living in a home where there is abuse, go for help. Don't say to yourself that you're going to continue to protect someone or to even guard the reputation of your family, especially when there are children who are involved. And I need to mention to you once again that the Bible says that God heals the brokenhearted. He is the one who takes and puts the bandages of His promises and His love over our wounds. And as a result of that, God is able to help you. I love to explain to people that grace and evil oftentimes run concurrently. By that I mean in a family where there can even be evil and failure, there can also be much grace given to those who receive it. But grace does not come through closed doors, my friend. You have to open your heart to that grace, to cry up to God for it. And I know that when you do that, He will answer. In a moment, Dave is going to be giving you some very important information, because I want these messages to be yours so that you can share them with your friends, and in this way, experience God's transformation.
Today we heard more about the hurt and healing of abuse, another message in Pastor Lutzer's series on fighting for your family. Next time on Running to Win, more on extending forgiveness. Fighting for Your Family is a video series with a discussion guide for small groups. The DVDs and the guide will be sent as our thank you for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about fighting for your family. Online, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.